Hey lovelies, and welcome to the Fashion Uncensored show. I'm Tevele, a normal girl from London who started my content creation journey in the summer of 2021. Have you ever felt like you wanted to level up but never knew where to start? Or have you always wanted to join the world of influencing but never quite had the balls? You're not alone. We've all been there, but now is the time to put your big girl pants on and not let fear get in the way of your dreams. So over here, I am keeping it all the way 100 with you about the ups and the downs of the industry while I take you along my own journey and catch a vibe with you along the way. I truly believe there is a seat at the table for everyone, but only for the ones who want it. So if that sounds like a bit of you, you're definitely in the right place. Just a quick disclaimer, in no way is my opinion qualified and everything I do say is based on my own personal journey. Hello, hello, hello everyone, and welcome back. You are listening to the Fashion Uncensored show. I am Tevele London, your host, and today I have a special guest with me. I am filming a lovely episode with my bestie, Tenny J. And if you don't know who she is an inspiration to all of us creators out there. She has been content creating for just over a year and a half now, and has over 27,000 followers on Instagram. She has worked with brands such as Skims, House of CB, Mistress Rocks, Body Shop, Warehouse, Pretty Little Thing, and many more. She is shining, and who better to have on the show? The reason why I have brought Tenny J on is because she put a reel out and she got over 1 million views and it grew her account plus 138%. So that was her star moment. And I think if the topic today is reels, who better to have along and who better to talk about it? Guys, we all want 1 million plus views on our reels, and some of us haven't even managed to get 5k views on our reels. And you know what? That is not even me throwing shade, because I've got a reel right now that is really struggling. But guys, let's talk about the tips and the tricks, what we can do to boost our engagement, get a wider reach, and hear it from somebody who's managed to achieve it themselves. So guys, let's get cracking. So Tenny J, welcome. How are you feeling today?
Oh my God, that was an amazing introduction. How are you?
I am very well. Actually, that's a lie. I'm still a bit poorly, but I am trying to, you know, stay positive. I think it's all about the mind and overcoming that.
Nothing puts Tevele London down.
Yeah, exactly. I do try my best to stay upbeat, but you know, we all have our days. So how are you doing?
I'm all right. It's been a shaky start to the year, but...
Okay, when you say shaky start, can you elaborate? We want to know.
Well, if we're on the topic of, you know, content creating, that's the shaky. That's the shaky start.
I think that often people think that content creation is easy, and they seem to think that somebody else is doing well, they are not doing so great themselves. What would you say to people who think that?
First of all, to those who think that content creation is easy, from the ones that don't do it, it is not true. And like, a lot of people will tell you that it does take up a lot of your week, a lot of your time in the days. So yeah, no, like, and to those who are struggling at the moment with it, we all are, don't worry about it. Like, we're all in this together, basically.
Amazing. So do you know what? I just want to start off by obviously you introducing yourself and letting the listeners know exactly who you are and just explaining your journey. I would love to know, first of all, what got you into content creating yourself?
Well, for the longest time, a lot of people will know that I used to model. I'm laughing because it's just so cringe when I think about it. Like, I was modeling like when I was in like college. And after school and stuff, or school and college actually, I'll literally be running around like central London trying to get signed and just getting no's and like the door just slammed in my face. So for the longest time after that, I was just taking pictures, mainly when I was on holiday, because you can't beat a holiday picture. So people always know that if Tenny's going on holiday, we're about to be spammed all over our timeline. So from about 17, 18, I was just like going on holiday and I was taking pictures. We went on holiday, didn't we?
We did. But yeah. You know, I just want to just stop Tenny J quickly in her tracks, because she speaks so poorly about herself when she speaks about her embarking on her modelling journey. Me and Tenny have been friends for almost 15 years now. So it's been a long time. I've known her for a long time. And I remember when she was into modelling. And Tenny talks about herself as though she was being a beg in this modeling industry.
I was being a beg.
She was in magazines, guys. So this is not somebody who was just, you know, trying to find their feet. No, she found her feet. She was in magazines. She actually did get signed. She decided that she wasn't going to go with it.
For 12 hours.
And she got signed and then decided that actually she didn't want to be a model anymore because she wasn't able to be in control.
Yeah, like, you're not about to tell me when I'm allowed to, like, you know, post this or take this picture and how you're meant to. No, like, this is why influencing is so amazing, because you just do your own thing, like.
So I think for Tenny, she was probably, I mean, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but the fact that you had the choice to decide what photo you do upload, and that being in your control, mm-hmm. maybe did, perhaps maybe a deciding factor.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, I'll let you continue and I will try my best not to interrupt again.
Tevele London loves to speak so highly of me, and you know, you need friends like that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for, you know, butting in and doing what you do best. But I was a bet, guys. And yeah, she's right. I was signed for like 12 hours and I was like, just pull the brakes. Yeah. I didn't even speak to my parents about that. Like, I just did it.
Yeah, no, come on, man, Tenny.
Do you know what I mean? I just did it. Like, I was just like, yeah. And then my mum found out and she was just like, yeah, go for it. I was like, nah, I don't want it anymore. So, yeah. But anyway, that happened. And then throughout the years, I was just taking pictures. Whoever would take a picture of me, I would just, like, be like, hey, could you help me take this pic? You know, we're just going to holiday together, take some pics. But I never knew that this was what I was aiming for. I just like taking pictures. I've just always been interested in it. And it wasn't obviously until I met my partner, who I was so scared to tell him that, like, I was this person who has this Instagram who just, like, takes loads of pictures of themselves, because I didn't want him to judge me. But eventually he was just like, yeah, you know, you're so good at it, and, you know, carry it on. We would, you know, go to different holidays, and he was always encouraging me to take pictures as much as I loved doing them as well. And there was a holiday in particular that stood out to us, or to me, because Tevele London loves it when I tell this story, because she thinks it's such a, I don't know, what would you say, like a...
I think that the story is inspirational.
Inspirational.
And I think that when you hear this story, if this doesn't motivate you, then girl, I don't know what will.
I mean, at my expense, everyone. But yeah, this one stands out in particular because it was Black Friday in America and some girls were walking around with a PLT bag. And you know, everyone knows the headquarters in LA for Pretty Little Thing. I was like, no one can get into that. So why on earth have they got a bag? I ran up to them. I was like, hi, ladies. Where did you get that bag from? And they were like, oh yeah, they're doing like a little sale in Pretty Little Thing. You're allowed to go in there. It's usually just for influencers, but they're letting people go in there. You've got until 12:15. Check the time now. It's like 11:45. I was like, right, we're in Melrose right now. The headquarters is in Melrose, so I'm about to, like, either run down there or get a cab. We got a cab. That took about 10 minutes to get to us, really. And then, jumped in the cab. I'm literally sitting there like, oh my gosh, we're allowed inside, we're allowed inside. And we pull up, literally, no joke, it was like a 30-second drive. We pull up now and run up to the security. At this point, it's 12 o'clock. We got until 12:15. And they're like, sorry, no one else can come in, it's done. And I was like, oh, well... Someone told us it's 12:15. Like, well, they're not anyone else allowed in. So sorry, like, I just got denied entry, basically, to say the least. And it really hurt. It hurt. I'm not going to lie. It hurt. Because I was like, I really want to get in there. I don't know what for, but I just want to say I've been there. And I got in. Straight after, I just, like, texted all my friends and I told them exactly what happened. Of course, Tevele London laughed. She will always just, like, laugh. And you know what? I was like, you know, let's find the funny side to this. And you know what? It fueled something in me. And what, the following year, we got put into lockdown. And I remember having my manager at the time was just fueling something in me, saying, like, you know, do whatever, like, have your side hustle. And it clearly, this is what it is. So, you know, keep pushing for that. And I mean, I didn't do it straight away, because I think everyone had that feeling of, like, we're in lockdown. What do we actually do? Like, what are we able to do? Like, a lot of people, like, bring out their creative side. So I think it was like a couple months down the line, I went to Santorini in August of that year with my partner, and I said, I'm going to make this holiday be my start. Like, it's going to be the start. I was online buying outfits, planning outfits, looking at locations, planning all locations, and I was posting every single day. I was losing followers, absolutely, but I was also gaining loads. And I think at that time, was when I started to find my community. So the people that I just had that were just like, you know, I'm just here to use the app, just a bit like Facebook. I wasn't too worried about them anymore because I found people that were just like me and made me feel normal for doing all this posting.
But I think we need to also remember that Tenny wasn't being forthcoming about the fact that she was embarking on her social media journey. And you know what? I am that friend. I will call you out, sis. Oh,
too much.
And I remember actually saying, oh, so you're trying to be an influencer, child? Like, and she was a bit like, I mean, not really. And it's like, it was, I guess, the uncertainty of what people would think. I think a lot of us content creators do go through.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you know, the people that don't use the app for that are looking at you like, what do you think you're doing? Like, and who do you think you are? And maybe that's just us overthinking it, but it happens, you know. There are people that look on there and they're like, what are you doing? Like,
yeah, no, I definitely feel you because, you know, I was definitely one of those people who, and I've said in previous episodes that I would post on Instagram 3 times a year. Like, Instagram for me wasn't about sharing my outfits. Instagram was just to, you know,
share my nights out.
Yeah, like my nights out and connect with friends and see what friends are doing. It wasn't a business. So I can definitely see why you would be apprehensive about obviously sharing that with people and wondering what people would think because you care about your friends and your family's opinions the most out of everyone, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. So it was a thing where it's like, what do I say? Because at that time, actually, I had 1,200 followers. That was the number that sticks in my head. I went to Santorini, I had 1,200 followers, and I left Santorini with 1,004. And to me, that was a massive success because I was never, ever growing at that pace, ever. I'll probably get like one follower every 6 months or something, I don't know. Just, it was amazing. I was like, wow, like, this is actually happening. And then I was sitting there one day, you know, on the beach, how romantic, with my partner, I was having a deep chat. And I was like, I'm going to do this. I know I'm scared. I know I don't want to put myself out there, but I'm going to do this. I really am. So I kind of came away from that holiday and started making it a regular thing to start, you know, taking pictures and keeping, like, how can I say,
the momentum
and keeping in contact with people in the community. So
and you've not missed a post since.
Yeah, so from that holiday, I have posted every single week without fail. I don't know why I've not ever like thought about taking a week off, but I think we'll get into that a bit later, actually.
Yeah, definitely, because I think that there are, I think we all wonder, is it appropriate to have a social media break? Is it good that, you know, because I think especially in this time that we're in, our mental health is definitely important. Mm-hmm. And I think we will go into that a little bit more about, you know, protecting your mental health as well. But when is a break too long, you know? And if you do have a break, how can you get back into it and get back into the swing of things? But yeah, we'll discuss that later on down the line.
Oh, and just to say, I know that I've still not entered the Pretty Little Thing headquarters. Yeah, I know. However, I've been in lockdown. We've been stuck in this country. So don't come for me like, well, girl, just not near. But I still worked with them. So I think that was something.
I think that is definitely something. You went from, you know, wanting to enter the headquarters and being denied entry because you were no one. You know, who the hell are you? You know, and from that to having Pretty Little Thing reach out to you and say, hey, we want to work with you. We think your content is amazing. That is just a milestone in itself, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, hey, anyone from Pretty Little Thing that are listening, I would love to be invited to your headquarters. Thank you.
Can I get a whoop-whoop?
Thank you so much. It means so much to me.
Love it. Absolutely love it. So obviously, we've heard a little bit more about Tenny J and her getting into content creating and obviously the worries and fears that she had. But now we're going to talk about the rise of her social media and what actually pushed it. So obviously, we're going to delve right into it. Reels, the power of Reels, because damn, Reels has done a lot for all of us. And if you're not doing Reels, then you really ought to start thinking about jumping on it. So yeah, let's get into it. So Instagram Reels came into fruition in 2020. And I think at the time, TikTok was taking over short form videos, and Instagram felt like it was really time for them to step their game up and jump on board. So when Reels came out, I know a lot of people were apprehensive about it. A lot of creators didn't want to jump on Reels. And if you did do videos, then you were on YouTube. So that was a new feature for Instagram. And as an Instagram user yourself, when Reels came into fruition, how did you feel about it?
I was anti-Reels. Not because I didn't like the idea of it, but it just wasn't for me, I felt, like, at the time. And no one else was really doing it. And I wasn't planning on being a TikToker either. So it was like, why am I now posting videos on somewhere where I'm so comfortable just taking pictures? You know, I felt like leave it with TikTok and Instagram be what everyone knows Instagram to be, which is just pics.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people do feel like that when it comes to Reels. Like, if you're taking pictures and your pictures are getting good engagement and you're still getting followers, it's like, why am I going to fix something that's not broken? But I think that it is important that, you know, it is important to change your strategy and evolve. Every single business does it. And if you are taking your Instagram seriously and you are taking your Instagram and you look at your Instagram as a business, then why would you not, you know, think about other things that could potentially help your business grow? And I think that Instagram, let us know, if you're doing Reels, we are going to push your profile. If you're not doing Reels, then we're not going to push it so much. So I think it's like, well, if you want your business to thrive, then the sensible thing to do would be to jump on it, especially if you're starting out and you haven't actually, you know, what's the word? Like, you haven't found your space yet, or you haven't made your mark in the community as of yet.
Yeah. And I think as well, like, I have to say this because my manager will be like, Tenny, don't forget. She literally told me every day, girl, you need to do Reels. 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 Like, and I always tell her, give me a month. Give me 2 months. Give me more months. Just give me time. Like, I'm not ready. But she would show me proof of people who did do Reels and what it did for them. So I don't know. Like, this was like 2021 March times was the promise I gave her. And I think my first Reel was like later on. April, I want to say, I don't know, quote me, like, go have a look, I don't know, but I did it, and even my first Reel was awful, like, terrible, that it didn't do nothing for me. Reels was always a thing where you would not ever get good numbers on there, for me anyway, and I guess that's just for everyone who first starts out using it in the first place, you know?
Yeah, 100%, I completely agree with you, and I think, I actually remember your first Reel, and I thought it was amazing, but in hindsight, it actually wasn't.
Oh, no, it was awful.
But I think it's because also, we didn't really know what we had to do on Reels. Like, I think your first Reel was a re-upload from TikTok. And yeah, that is literally real suicide.
With, like, the watermarks.
You can't do that as a small creator. If you are reposting your Reels from TikTok with that watermark, then you are automatically limiting your reach. Because Instagram have categorically said that they do not like it when there are other watermarks on your Reels or on your posts or whatever. So, and you know what? Fair enough, Instagram, because why are Instagram promoting TikTok? You know, that is their biggest competitor.
But they should be happy that we're still using their, you know, their feature.
No, 100%.
I'm sorry that it has TikTok all over it, promoting TikTok, but we're using your feature, so, like,
and
allow
you know,
it.
Do you know what? And I feel you, and I hear that, because I also am guilty of it myself.
Yeah, me
but
too.
But when I actually think about it, I'm like, that is their competition.
Mm.
So all you're doing is just promoting, you know, another. They're basically, you're promoting their competitor on the app, And you know what, guys, I don't even mean to say this in offense, but it is kind of lazy to do that. And I can speak on it because I was doing it myself. But unless you're going to go into another app and get that watermark removed, you need to put in the same energy that you're putting in TikTok, and while your TikTok is growing, is the same energy that you need to put onto your Instagram. So, you know, use that time to actually you know, create a dedicated reel for your Instagram. And if you do want to reuse your, because you can still reuse your content, guys. So that video footage that you use on your TikTok, you can still use that video footage on your Instagram, but to just simply download it with the watermark, re-upload it on Instagram, and then, you know, wonder why your reel is not doing the numbers that it actually deserves, is for that very reason. So don't come for me, but, you know, don't come for me, but this is what Instagram have said. They have said that they don't like it, so don't do it.
Has TikTok said anything?
TikTok haven't, but...
They ain't friends.
But Instagram doesn't have a watermark on their...
Okay, so hi, Tevele London's lying.
See, I didn't know that, so come on.
Pause. Everyone.
School me, because I didn't know.
Everyone go follow my TikTok, TennyJ1, I think. I'm not sure what my TikTok name is.
If you're going to give yourself a shout out, at least know your TikTok name. This is embarrassing. Embarrassing.
It is. It's the same as my Instagram, but with a one. Follow me. On all of my videos, I should stop slamming the table. But on all of my videos, it has an Instagram watermark on my TikTok. So do you know what, Tiffany London, call me lazy.
You are really lazy and you need to step it up because, girl. This is why you don't have the same numbers on your TikTok that you do on your Instagram. And that's just me keeping it real.
I'll have you know, yeah, that my most viewed TikTok has... Well, it's my dog that has the most viewed TikTok. I mean, 3,700 is my dog's, yeah. But that was made on the app, to be fair.
There you go.
But my other one is 629, and that is... Oh, it hasn't even got an Instagram watermark.
Right, there you go, guys. Boom. I win the point.
No, I've got another one. Move. So, this one has an Instagram watermark and it has 420
Where's
views.
The Instagram watermark?
Down there. See? Okay, there you go. Do you see how you don't even notice it because the caption is what covers it. All of my videos has the
watermark. Did you download it from Instagram and then re-upload it?
I showed it. I'm lazy. I am. With TikTok, I am lazy, but I am going to change.
I think that's what it is, though. It does come down to laziness, because if you really, if this is your thing and you craft it and it's your baby, then you actually take the time.
Sorry, there, Tevele London. Got to interrupt you again. This video is another one dragged from Instagram and it has 906 views.
Okay, look, let me make it clear. I'm not saying that you shouldn't do it. I'm saying that if you only do that and if you continue to do that, then you can't expect to get mad numbers from doing that, because the people who make the app that we use have said, this is what you should do, this is what you shouldn't do. So if you want to ignore that advice, then crack on, do your thing. But at the end of the day, Tenny hasn't got 27,000 followers on TikTok.
I've got 281.
Right. And she doesn't. And the reason why she doesn't is because the same effort that she puts in her Instagram is not being reflected on her TikTok. And that is what I'm saying. If you're because you get people who are, let's say, 100k plus on TikTok, and then they're on 3k on Instagram. It's not because they're rubbish, or it's not because they're not good. They are good because they have over 100k on TikTok, for example. But they probably work their ass off to get that 100k. And then when they come on Instagram, they're like, oh, do you know what? I'm just going to re-upload it and put it. No, they are different apps and they are different platforms. So what you need to do is, you know, dedicate that same time that you put in one platform into another platform and you'll get results on both. But if you put more effort into one platform than you do on another platform, there should be no confusion as to why one platform is doing really, really well. Because me, myself, my TikTok, I don't even think I have 10 followers on there. And I can't cry about it because it is pathetic and I don't put the effort in. So that is what it is. All my effort goes to my Instagram. And that's the truth of it. At the end of the day, doing something is better than doing nothing. So if you literally do not have the time to dedicate putting all the effort in Instagram and also on TikTok, then fair enough, reuse it and maybe hope for the best that one day something will pick up. But ultimately, if you only do that, you know, you can't be confused as to why maybe numbers aren't doing as well as perhaps they deserve. So yeah, that's my kind of view on it. Okay, so we did digress a little bit, but yeah, talk to us a bit about your reel journey. So, you know, obviously we understand your first reel, you had a watermark, we won't go back into that, but you know, what happened for you? What brought along this success? And also we want to know as well, where were your followers when you started doing reels, and then talk about where your followers are now?
Putting me on the spot, I actually don't remember, but I'm gonna think hard. Basically, I did that reel, the watermark, on my first reel. The next one, I don't think I did. I'm having a look while I talk. I didn't. Oh, it's a little cute transition one. If you wanna go have a look at that, it's quite embarrassing, but yeah. And the next one was actually with you. Hiya.
Yeah. we did a dual reel.
Yeah.
And that was like when I was first starting out. I think it was like in the first month.
Yeah, of you were starting out here.
In my influencing journey. And actually, I thought that it's actually, I think that doing reels with fellow content creators is actually a really good idea.
Yeah.
So if you have friends who are also content creators, then definitely do that, because you get to reach a wider audience. So you get to reach their audience and their audience, and basically vice versa. So that's definitely a wicked idea, especially if you're in the same niche. So if you do have other creator friends, then do that. I think that is an amazing way to, first of all, keep your audience engaged, because they're like, oh my God, there's somebody new. Oh my God, and she's fabulous too, and he's fabulous too. And then also, you know, your followers and my followers combined equals a wider reach. And I just definitely think that it's a brilliant idea. So, yeah, do that, guys, if you know people who want to jump on camera with you.
Yeah, and that reel was a 3-second long reel.
Yeah.
It was 3 seconds.
So does it matter how long your reel is?
We're going to get into that.
Okay, so if you want to know the tea,
Stay tuned.
Then stay tuned, guys.
We'll get into that, because that is a very, very funny story. But, yeah, no, so the next one obviously was you, and the next one was like a bag reel. And this bag reel actually carried me for a couple of weeks, actually. Like, I didn't realise that me posting a bunch of colourful bags was going to do so well in numbers, but it did. I guess people liked the idea. But yeah, so that was the next one. Next one was like a little throwback holiday one, then an unboxing, then just me, you know, and then again, hiya, Tevle London. And then after that, I literally went on a bit of a tangent posting holiday, like, mini vlogs. And again, they did very, very well, like, in terms of numbers. But again, I told you that from day one, I've always been, let me go on holiday, and that's when I perform my best. And I think that's because of the motivation that holiday does bring, you know, that this is the life you want to live. So it's like, I don't know, I just don't care about my normal life back at home when I'm on holiday. I'm just doing my own thing, my own little world. So I was going like crazy with the post of the reels, and I didn't care anymore. I was like, yes, this is it. So maybe I needed that to push me, same way it pushed me to actually start my journey. But as soon as I came back home, I was like, all right, cool. I'm going to start implementing reels in my life. And from then on, I literally just been posting. In terms of where I was at in numbers, when I posted my first reel, I was on 3K followers. When I posted the one with you, I think I was on 4. But yeah, so I was on 4K. And then as time went on, I went into 5. Then I was on 6. And it was the 6K. It was the 6K where things took a huge turn. I one day thought, I like brown. Everyone likes brown. I'm going to make a brown reel. I was thinking about it. I was pondering on it for like a couple of days, actually. I was just sitting there like, do I do this? I don't know. Like, and eventually I thought, okay, let me get myself some brown outfits. Ordered myself some brown outfits. 3 to be precise, or 4, I think it was. Oh, actually, I had about 8, but I just put about 4 in there. Filmed it. I literally had like a 45-minute window because my mum was coming over. So I quickly filmed it as fast as I could. Sat there with my mum and my fiancé and my dog, chilling. I was editing it, and I was asking them like 100 times, do you like it, do you like it, do you like it? That's another thing, anxiety before posting reels. I was like, no, I changed the song like 15 times. I was meant to go with Little Nas Scoop, actually, for that reel or something. I think it was Little Nas Scoop.
I'm an old soul. I have no idea who that is.
I think it was...
Little Old Scoop, yeah.
I just wanted to be the Daily.
Oh, Scoop.
Scoop. Yeah, it was Little Nas Scoop, so you know.
Okay, girl, I know.
I think it was. Don't come for me and say that the song wasn't even out then. I don't know, October, like, but I can recall it was something like that. And I changed the song to the one it is now, which is the doo-doo. And my mum was like, no, I don't like that song. And I was like, mum, like, the other one was, she was like, what about the other song? The other one was better. I was like, nah. And went with that one, posted it. At, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, is that like the usual posting hours? Posted it and just left my phone alone. It wasn't doing great, and I was just like, oh, whatever. I mean, it did all right.
What is it wasn't doing great, though? What does that mean for you?
I'm lying. It wasn't bad, but let's say in the first hour, I think it got about 4K views, which, okay, that's fine. I can live with that. Like, I'm not sitting here like, damn, like, this is not great. I don't know. But it wasn't
what you thought would equal 1 million views at that point, yeah.
At that point, absolutely not. I was like, it's just going to be a reel that's going to be on my profile and people are going to like it, and then we're going to move on to the next one. So in my head, I'm already planning the next move, because it's like, okay, this is done, but in about 24 hours, everyone will forget about it and move on. So that was what I was thinking. However, actually, no, not however. 24 hours after, my stupid self accidentally removed it from my grid. I went into complete panic and I was like, nah, like, this is not fair. Like, what do I do now? It was at about 9K views and I removed it from my grid. And I was really upset. I was like, damn, like, it's over. Like, it's not going to move anymore. People are not going to see it, whatever. And then it then moved to 10K views. And I was like, oh, people are still watching it, but how? And I even put it on my story. I was like, Instagram, please, like, can you, like, someone tell me how I can bring it back on my grid. And I did get told how to do it, but it was quite complicated. And I thought, if it's gone, it's gone. I just move on. Just move on. So yeah, it was a Friday. And I thought, Friday nights, no one really like is on Instagram like that. I don't know why I had all these thoughts. I was just thinking too much. But just it getting removed was still bothering me. So I just keep adding it to my story. And whoever I was bothering, I was sorry. But I need to do whatever I can to keep pushing it, you know. And I could see that people were still mentioning me in the reel, so I was still kind of getting, like recognition. I could still check the insights on it, and it was still doing okay. Like, saves were still coming in, views were still coming in, and I was all right, okay, well, at least it's not died just yet. The next day's a Saturday, and I'm just carrying on my day. I don't think I even uploaded that day, I didn't. I was just carrying on my day, still was getting mentioned, still was getting people comment, da-da-da, likes, that's the other. I was like, okay, like, let's put it's a Saturday night. And I sat at dinner with one of my friends and I started the dinner and my real views was on 15K. By the time I left that dinner, the real was on 18K. And I was very confused as to why it's still going. I uploaded this on a Wednesday, by the way, just for reference. This doesn't usually happen unless a real is doing like quite well numbers. By the time I got home, it's now like 10 p.m. at night and the real is on 27K views. And it's just going up. Every time I refreshed it, it was just going up. By the minute, by the hour, just like going up and up. And I woke up.
In the thousands,
yeah. By the time I woke up that next day, I think I had like 30 plus views. That was the first time I had 30 plus views. So I was very excited about it. Yeah, 30K, sorry. And yeah, that's the first time I had such a big number. So I was very happy about it. I think I put my story in. People probably look at me like, all right, calm down. But I was excited. I mean, I kept going to sleep and waking up with like another 20K plus views. And then at that time, my followers just started pouring in, like, just coming in. I was like, wow, okay, this is insane. Like, I've never experienced anything like this before. There was an element of fear. And I did, like, stress this a lot to my manager and, like, to those around me, friends and my fiance. And I was like, guys, like, I don't think I'm ready for this. Like, I was not expecting to be, you know, to grow this much. I was having a lot of people in my DMs and that. If you know me, you know that actually deep down I'm quite socially awkward. So I was saying, people were saying stuff to me, like, and I was just like, I guess, like, I don't know, like, what? How do you act? Because now I felt like I had so many eyes on me, and people confused as well, like, as to like, how did I just see you just yesterday on 7K and now you're on 9? Like, people would come back again and I'm on 10. Well, I hit the 10 and that was a huge, obviously, accomplishment. And I was very, very happy. But it didn't stop there. Mm-hmm. I then went, the next day I was on 11. The next day I was on 12. The next day I was on 13. The next day I was on 15, 16, 17. I think it stopped around 24. But it was just a case of, like, how did this happen? And the reel didn't even stop until it hit 1.3 million. So 1.3 mil. It was just very confusing as to how that happened. And even when it was creeping in from the 30K, when it was like, okay, I'm happy with this, all the way to the 1 million, it was like, okay, everyone had questions. What did you do? What hashtags did you use? Why did this happen for you and this reel in particular? And that was just everyone's question, like, towards me.
And I think, Tenny, that is the question that we all want to know. Why you? How did it happen? What can I do to even get half of that? And I think that the first myth we want to dispel is that you need to keep the reel in your grid in order for your reel to flourish. And I think that that is the first point that Tenny made. And it's just not true. And we have a living proof right here with us today. At the end of the day, like, ideally, you will still have your reel in your feed, because when you do get new people coming to your feed, they will click on it. Most people don't actually swipe and go to the reel section. Most people just stick to, obviously, the first page. And I guess that is why ultimately you would want to have your reel there. However, there is still a whole nother tab section in Instagram dedicated to reels. So of course your reel is still going to grow, because people who sit on Instagram and watch reels and scroll will see your reel irrespective of whether or not it's on your profile.
And also, Instagram pushes reels to explore pages. So your reel will just be there on someone's explore page and be like, oh, what's this? And, you know, so...
Exactly. So if you do ever end up in a situation whereby you accidentally remove your reel from your profile, don't delete it. Do not delete it. Keep it there and let the magic happen. Another thing is, you know, she didn't have a watermark on her reel and the quality was good. So if your quality is bad, then Instagram will not really push it that much either. And they have said this as well. Think about the reels that you see. Think about the reels that you've seen with crazy numbers. The quality is on point, okay? We're not saying go and have a fancy DSLR camera, but at least try and do everything you can to make sure that your quality is as best as it can be. If you don't have artificial light, then try and make sure that you're filming at a time where the sun is, or, you know, if you don't have the best phone, you know, could you borrow a friend's phone? I was borrowing Tenny's phone for the longest time because my phone just wasn't cutting it. So, you know, there are things that you can do to, you know, maximize your opportunities of being successful on reels. Also, another thing is, let's talk about the reel length and also the song that you obviously decided to use. So was that song a trending song or not? I want to know.
I'm so sorry. I actually don't remember. But I want to say that it was probably one that was in my saves. So the Lil Nas Scoop was obviously trending at the time. But this one, I want to say it was in my saves, because I did, like, at the time was saving a lot of sounds that I did like and I thought was quite beneficial to, you know, whatever I was to record at the time. It could obviously relate to it. So I want to say it was in my saves. Whether or not it was trending, probably in the summer, I heard it a lot, but not at the time I did post it. So no, not really.
So I think it's safe to say that when you used that song, it wasn't trending. Mm-mm. And I mean, I've seen advice where they say that if a song is trending, so it's got that arrow, and it's got less than, let's say, 100 or 80,000 views, then it's safe to use it. But once it starts to
go over 100k views, then that means that that song is kind of dying out. It's washing. And you shouldn't, yeah, exactly, it's been used. And you shouldn't use it. But I mean, is that the case?
I doubt it so much, because I was even telling Tevele a couple days ago that I've been experimenting a lot with my reel sounds, and I've used my last couple of reels, I've now not used viral songs. I've just searched a song that I like in particular, and I've put it on there, and it's still done okay in numbers. Like, I'm not going to say okay, it's done great. Like, I've got one that's doing great as we speak, and it's not a viral song. And for my New Year's recap, I think I used Drake's Laugh Now, Cry Later, my favourite song. And again, it still did really well in numbers. So I don't know whether it's going to take an impact of things going viral, but I know for a fact it wouldn't stop your reach because you didn't use a viral song.
And I think it's very important that people know that, because there are definitely a lot of different factors which can come into play. Personally, all the songs that I use, I do try and use songs that are trending, so songs that do have the arrow going up, and it has worked in my favour. So I have one reel that's got over 660,000 views, and another reel which is also over 500,000. So I've got two reels right now that are over 500,000. I've got another reel which is on 250,000 as well, and it's still growing as we speak. So, and with all of those reels, I have used trendy songs, and I think my rationale behind it is it just gives me the maximum opportunity. But I think that it's important that you know that if the song doesn't go with the reel, don't feel like, oh, I have to use this trendy song in order for my reel to do well, because ultimately that isn't the case. I don't have a million views on a reel yet, and all I use is trendy songs. And Teddy is sitting here and she hasn't used or didn't use a trendy song at the time and was still able to get over a million views. So I think it's really important that you just stay true to yourself, and whatever song you feel like actually fits with your reel is what you need to use. But also keep in mind that if that song happens to be a trendy song, then you're definitely onto a winner, I would say, and you're maximizing your opportunities. So also the next thing I want to talk about in relation to reels and how that correlates with getting followers is you need to be ready for it. And it's all well and good having a viral reel or having a reel that is doing really well, but if your profile isn't ready, then that means you won't get the followers. So I would definitely say have a look at your Instagram profile, okay? If you were not a creator, would you follow yourself? Would you look at yourself and feel inspired? Would you look at yourself and think, oh, do you know what? I like this girl or I like this guy. If the answer is no, then if you did get a viral reel, you might not get the same results as maybe other people who have done even better than we have. Don't kick yourself, right? If you haven't managed to get a viral reel, if your reels have never got over 5,000 views or 10,000 views or 100,000 views, don't kick yourself up about it. Use this as an opportunity to get your profile ready for that moment where one of your reels actually does go viral and you're able to receive all those followers. Because if it goes viral and your profile isn't ready, you're not going to get the followers. It will only come if your profile is ready to receive them. And also use that time as well to kind of get your mind right, because the more followers you have, the more eyes are on you, the more DMs you're gonna get. I'm so bad with my DMs, and it's overwhelming sometimes actually. And also your story views, people are, you know, watching you, you got more fake accounts. So you have to just use that time to get ready for it and embrace the time where, you know, you are a smaller creator, because you ain't ever going to get that time again.
Mm-mm. 100, I have to emphasise on the fake accounts. Like I never used to care about who maybe view my stories, but as soon as I obviously was going viral and my reel was trending, I would have like 30k plus fake accounts in my story views. And it used to like really bother me and be like, what? like, who is this and why? Like, just who's watching me on a fake account so hard? Like, and it would seem as if people were making, like, new ones every time I'd block them. But now I just don't care. Watch me if you want. You're helping with my numbers as well, just so you know. Like, my numbers are doing great because of the fake accounts most of the time. You know, story views still matter because brands do want to know your analytics behind that too. And yeah, if you're obviously watching my reel, then you're helping me push it. So don't worry about those fake accounts. Like, they're helping you more than just watching you.
Yeah, and that's just the whole point of it. Like, if you are going to get into content creating, then you need to recognize that there are people who know you who have fake accounts and they will be watching you. Do you know what? If you're a fake account, you know what? I love you.
I love you more.
Keep it coming. Please. You know? Your fake account, people.
Please. just keep it coming, please. Thank you.
So Tenny, talk to me, like, what is the ideal length for a reel? Because for me, I get bored easily. I can't sit there and watch a reel for 1 minute unless it is engaging. Like, and when I say engaging, I mean it's either got to be like an outfit roulette, but the editing is sick. Or, you know, It's just something that is just so unreal and it's really captured my attention. Otherwise, after about 10 seconds, I've actually tuned out now and it's so easy to just go to a different video. You just scroll. Okay, yeah, I've had enough of this now. I'm bored. On to the next. So how long do you have to have a reel for in order to keep your audience engaged?
Well, I make reels for people like Tevlo London and for people who just like to sit there and actually just watch a video, for instance. Like, I think my reel that was on a mill, that is on a mill, was 5 seconds long. Literally 5 seconds long, to the point, and I just got on with it. Do you know what I mean? So, and people who didn't even realise they were watching it, or like got to the end of it. So that's probably what helped with the number to go as fast as it did. But there is no ideal number. There really isn't. You can do your 20 second reel and you could do your 5 second reel and it will still be okay. There was a myth that it had to be 7 to 15 seconds long, I think. I don't even know where we saw that, but it was a thing and we was very cautious. We was like, oh my gosh, like, oh, this is too short, this is too long, like, what do we do? But it does not matter. It really doesn't matter. And I have ones that are, I have my New Year recap one was 30 seconds long, so, and that still did okay. So yeah, that doesn't matter.
I think Tenny is completely right. It really doesn't matter how long your reel is, as long as it's engaging. So if you're doing the one clip for 30 seconds long, would you sit through that? Ask your friends. Screen record that reel and ask your friends, your family, your work colleagues, whoever. Mm. Ask them, what do you think about this? Or just watch them. Do they seem engaged? If at any point they start to drift off or, you know, lose focus, then perhaps you need to maybe go back to the drawing board and rethink that reel, or, you know, maybe throw in some different angles or some different clips that can keep your audience engaged. I do like shorter reels because I feel like for myself, just as a consumer, I guess, or just as somebody who watches reels, I do prefer shorter reels unless, as I said before, they're really, really engaging. And also, if your reel is short, right, people are more likely going to replay it again. Mm-hmm. And if Instagram can see that people are replaying it again, they're going to be like, oh, this must be good, because playing it once wasn't enough. They need to see it again. So, you know, you will get replays and or people might save it and stuff like that. And obviously that helps boost your reels numbers as well. The next thing I want to dive into a little bit with you, Tenny, is reel concepts. And if something is doing well, do we continue to do it? Do we try something else? Do we make that our niche, you know? Because there are a lot of things that I think as creators, once we found something that works, we tend to just say, okay, right, this works, I'm going to do this. But do we still venture out and try different things? Like, what are your views on that?
It just depends. Like, No one likes someone who like rinses stuff. Like that's just normal. Like no one likes someone who's just going to constantly show us the same thing over and over again, because it will get boring. We like it gets to the point where we get it, right? When it came to like the whole colourful thing, I didn't invent it. Like I didn't. It was a trend that was actually going on at the time. A lot of people were doing different colours of like outfits, right? So brown, black,
yeah,
khaki, green, like especially green, because at the time green was like a really like, you know, protect green. Everyone loved that colour. So I did the brown one, saw the results. Then I think I did a khaki green one, and then it still did really well as well. And then I think I did a black one. Then I started to get bored myself. I was like, oh, I can't keep up with this. Like, I don't really want to do this anymore. Like, you know, I want to do my, like, the random street reels, walking reels and stuff like that. So, but I did do a white one, which isn't actually on my feed no more. I just didn't like it myself. It did all right in numbers, still did really well, but I didn't like it, so I removed it. But it's been a long time since I did it. After I just did like random styling ones, street ones, and then it's been like, what, 4 months, 3 months since I last did one, and I just did one just yesterday. I posted a grey one. So stick with whatever your niche is, but just be careful with how you're putting it out there, I think. That's my opinion. Like, just be careful with how you're putting it out there, because you don't want people to get, like, I'm bored, like. And if you're not making it as good as the first and second, then naturally people will get bored. Like, my thing was, what, to have a rail in the background and, you know, pose up and down, and then that was it. But, you know, I got bored of doing that myself. I got bored of the background. I got bored of how it looked. So naturally I just changed it, and we'll see how this one does, I guess.
Yeah, I think that what you're saying is completely right. If something is working, stick with it. But also, I think that it's important to also kind of switch up as well, because just because something's working doesn't mean we should only do it, right?
Mm.
We should still try and evolve and do better and try different things out, because maybe you're going to have 3 things that your audience really like. But let's not forget the audience that we have, and let's still try and serve them and give them what they want. Ultimately, I think that the make or break of a reel really just depends on the initial engagement you get in the first couple of hours of that reel. So if you post a reel that you've never posted before, the likelihood is that the people in your community, the people who follow you, are going to be really excited by it. They're going to love it. They're going to comment. They're going to like. They're going to share, because they're thinking, damn, this reel is sick. So Instagram's going to pick up on that and think, look, everybody's on this reel. We're going to push it out. And that is why usually if you do a brand new concept, you get a lot of attraction. So that is ultimately what it is. So if you're continuously doing the same thing, and never ever switching it up, as Tenny just said, she got bored, right? So if she's bored, your audience might also be bored as well. So that is why it is good to kind of switch up a little bit, right? Try something else, do something else, and then boom, bring back the thing that your audience want. Let them crave it. Let them want it. Let them feel like, oh, do you know what? I really need an outfit roulette from this girl, because her outfits are banging. So then when you drop it, everyone's on it again. Everyone's commenting, liking, sharing, reposting. Instagram are going to see that. They're going to say, this is a sick reel, and they're going to push it out to more people. Okay, guys, so that is the end of part one of The Power of Reels. Next week, we will go into part two, where we discuss reels and how it can boost your profile. We will be talking about editing reels, copying concepts, deleting reels, and so much more. So definitely stay tuned for that. If you like this episode, don't forget to leave a review and follow the podcast on Instagram. And my Instagram is at Tevele London. So if you don't follow me on there and you are looking for some fashion inspo, then definitely check me out on there. And guys, if you don't follow Tenny J already, make sure you do. She's on Instagram at TennyJ_. So guys, thank you so much for listening to the Fashion Uncensored show. And I will see you back next week, where we continue to discuss the power of reels. Take care, everyone. Bye.